This is When Bits Hit the Fan, where we keep an eye on tech news so you don't have to. And when bits hit the fan, we bring it right to you. Each time a major tech news story breaks, I, Taylor Uden, and James Schuler translate the facts and show you how it impacts your business. So, if you feel like you're inundated with tech stories, let us guide you through When Bits Hit the Fan. What's up, guys? Taylor Uden and James Schuler here. Lots of bits hitting the fan this week. This time, it's a little international news.
International bits.
International bits hitting the fan. Perfect. You may be keeping up with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. I know it's all over the news. I'm hearing predictions of up to $8 a gallon.
In gas prices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to put a damper on our vacation plans.
Might just have to stay home.
Yeah.
At that point. Others are talking about the U.S. proactively putting sanctions on Putin. And
right.
the I guess, conflict and conclusion of that for U.S. citizens.
That's hard to follow, right? Like, if they end up crossing the Ukraine border, then we're going to have to have sanctions proactively ready for Russia.
Like, hey, don't pick on our friend.
But that's not normal news for us to have to follow.
No, but it does affect us. And it's really going to impact some SMB owners. You got any thoughts on that, on how...
Well, the story that they're starting to talk about it, but we're not hearing too much yet, is that Putin's been really loud about that if America does step in and help the Ukraine, that he's going to reply back with a whole bunch of cyber attacks. So it's interesting when you watch like war movies or think about the stories you've heard or history lessons that you've done in school. It's never been cyber warfare. We've always been fearful of it, but it's now we're thinking less about the military walking down your street and how you might respond. It's actually, how do you harden defenses for your business so that our economy doesn't tank? So we're there though. Somebody showed me an article just before we went live that stated that from a cyber perspective, we are already at warfare. That's a heightened level, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we're going to battle on the physical sense in
right.
Ukraine and the virtual sense. It's like World War III or World War IV, five or six at this point.
I think it's three. I think two's the only one we've had pass us already.
The only technical one. The
Cold
War.
The Cold War. Maybe. This is going to be a cyber war. I don't know how they're going to classify it.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see how Putin responds. So luckily, all of our listeners of our top 100 podcast are already equipped with how to best protect themselves. It's probably right, even though it's been a cliche to state this so far, that you should operate not if you're going to get attacked, but when you're going to get attacked. Now more so than ever, though.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had another country state that if you respond to this action we're taking, then we're going to clobber you with cyber attacks. And you got to trust them too, because all of them come from Russia anyway, right? They've been harboring cyber terrorists forever. We got a new customer that we signed to take over full managed services and security for. And that's like their biggest fear and concern is the Russian impact that could have on the U.S. and their business. But think about that. Most of the organizations we support fall in the SMB market, the small and medium sized business market. They have enough to think about, enough to worry about. Most employees there wear multiple hats. They've never had to worry about overseas international warfare issues as being an impact to their business. Maybe an organization that dates back before 9/11 might have had to with the economy collapse that came after it. But realistically, no one's had to do that in this generation of business owners. So Taylor, help me keep me on track here. The four things are in a specific sequence. The first one is about backups and how you access that data. What is it?
Clean copy of data.
That's it. Thank you. That got me on track. Proactive threat hunters, number two, visibility into security gaps and the incident response plan. You know, on the heels of that announcement that Putin was going to come after us, we had one of our most beloved clients end up receiving an attack from Avos. Did you hear about that last week? Avos attacking? Did you hear about that story?
Did I?
I think you did. Maybe not. Avos is one of the fastest growing ransomware as a service groups, and they stay in Russia as well. So for those who don't understand why Russia is so popular for this, our evil dark side, so going back to like the SolarWinds and Colonial Pipeline breaches, those were all blamed on Russian state nation organizations. In other words, funded by Russia. The debate is Russia funding them or harboring them, therefore not going after and arresting them? It looks like the latter. They may not be funding them, but they're certainly not punishing them. So AVOS pops up. Usually it's the same bad actors or similar people that opened up shop prior to that and kind of got busted up. And the timing now looks like, with what's happening on the border of Ukraine and Russia, that it's AVOS that's going to take the news spotlight. Other customers might have heard of Conti as well as Darkside or R-Evil. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of different ones that are out there now. And they're all coming at U.S. intentionally. So as long as Putin isn't punishing them, you could argue he must be rewarding them. R-Evil or Reveal was the most popular at the beginning of 2020. That blew up a bit, and they all kind of spread and went their own direction. It was reported that last week, Russia finally arrested two people, like the head of R-Evil. And the rumor is that they gave them an ultimatum. Like, it's either prison time or join us. So now, wow. Right? So now some of the most heralded, scary cyber attack folks that are out there are now becoming Russia, even though they've always kind of been there to begin with.
Jeez.
So how do you combat that, right? So that becomes pretty tough.
Well, I mean, you said we should trust Russia because they've done it in the past, right? We should be a little scared and on edge, at least alert of what's going on, following the story, right?
Right.
Is there any particular businesses or sector you would say that are specifically in danger? I mean, obviously we're not a news outlet, but...
Yeah. Like, no, that's a good question. I think the first sentence you said, I think I know what you meant, but you said we should trust Russia. We should trust them on their claim that they're going to come after us.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't trust Russia. No. Not with your kids, not with anything.
Your information.
Yeah. I wouldn't travel there right now, but... My point to Taylor's point, I guess we have always said that that COVID opened up our eyes to what we called critical infrastructure or critical industries. Obviously, if you fall in a category of a critical industry, then now more than ever, you need to make sure that you're shored up on those four things that matter. But broader than that, right now, there's a lot of industries that are kind of well known for being a laggard in investing in technology. A lot of times I hear that's construction. Unfortunately, sometimes I hear that it's medical. If you're a business owner staring at the systems inside your operation and thinking we haven't done anything since we opened our doors, then it probably is time we revamp. Even though that investment might not be planned right now, we need to look at cost-effective ways to protect you and protect you quick. There's so much movement right now, though, Taylor. With that happening, there's a window that's going to close. And if you're not already prepared, it's too late. But simultaneously, it's unfortunate. Microsoft is making total changes to their licensing program. And if you don't move quick, there's going to be price increases. And it just seems to be that everybody right now seems to be coming to an agreement that by March 1, we better have everything ready to rock. So if you are listening today, then I would recommend that we have potentially a one-on-one conversation on how these things are impacting your business. There's simple ways that are cost-effective to do it. But if you don't take that first step of figuring out what your business is missing, then you're going to find out it's too late by the time you learn about it. I mentioned that AVOS team that hit one of our clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're currently operating now on 6 days straight of not being online.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you with 100% certainty that they did not have anyone helping them manage their 365 tenant. They did not have a proactive threat hunter. They did not have a clean copy of their data. All those things we always talk about were things they were missing. And that's why they're experiencing a week plus of so much pain. Had they had any of those things, it would have reduced that time frame dramatically.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's 6 weeks, or sorry, 6 days and counting.
And right? Counting, yeah, they're still down right now.
Yeah,
and the plans are being put in place to mobilize across the U.S. In fact, globally, but primarily across the U.S. We're going to stretch ourselves thin, but they're also going to feel a lot of pain to get back out of this.
And it's not just their team's pain, right? It's our team's pain too. Like,
sure,
we have
Now so we live for this, right? We're essentially 911. Yeah, but we talked about that in the past too. That none of us in our industry, the MSP industry, staff a bench big enough to be ready to take this on.
Yeah.
I've heard that we're going to need upwards to 20 people, like in less than like 6 hours notice, 10 hours notice, to be able to just scatter out and get on planes or drop ship in certain places and be ready to help. That's kind of dire to a point that I bet most of our listeners aren't going to have that level of concern. But this doesn't take much to tabletop. It's easy to talk through some of the scenarios. At the very least, when this occurs to you, who's going to communicate with employees? What lines of communication will you take? Because it can't be email. Do you have everyone's cell phone? Can you text? All those things start to be asked. And as an operation, you start recognizing that some of the gaps need to be prioritized for immediate fix. And then again, if we can limit it to not being widespread, that should be one of our first investments. Mm-hmm. Just to drop a hint to everybody that's listening, to limit it, to contain it, to isolate it in the event it occurs, doesn't cost you more than about $15 or $16 per user per month. So let's talk about that first. That'd be a great thing to start with.
Mm-hmm. I think about the impact of a ransomware attack or being locked out of your accounts and all of that.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a big deal, but at least no one's life is at stake, but that's not even always the case.
Right.
Like that could tumble downhill so fast.
Right. Yeah. That's that critical infrastructure again, or that critical industries. I get those two mixed up all the time. It's definitely critical industries. There's 17 of them. And now there's the infrastructure of those is now considered critical infrastructure. But you're right. I mean, they can knock down communication lines for
water.
Massive amount of people.
Yeah.
Right. They've gone after water treatment. You're correct. Electricity providers. But then we had a podcast episode around Killware, mm-hmm. Where a timely cyber attack on a hospital led to the death of a person. So, yeah, you're foolish to think I'm too small. You're foolish to think it's in Russia. It's not in the U.S. It couldn't be more front and center right now. And we've got to address it.
Yeah. Just curious, do you know what the government's going to do about like this situation, this conflict?
They're going to hide.
Yeah.
Kidding. I don't know if they're going to hide. You know, but we like to believe that the U.S. has equally strong hackers on our team. And I'm sure there's China, Russia, Korea, U.S. all attacking each other. But the truth is, I don't think anyone citizen-wise actually knows what the U.S. is doing or has in measure. I'd like to believe that they've actually already proactively addressed this, that the fear for us is a positive thing because we need to know what we're going through and living through as a country. But all along, the U.S. has us protected. I just find that hard to believe. I think they would be educating everybody quicker and earlier on this if we had those in place. Mm-hmm. That's my personal belief.
Yeah. All right, guys. Lots hitting the fan this week. Stay up to date on this conversation and the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Lots of stories, it's ever changing. So stay up to date on it. We'll keep bringing the news to you when bits hit the fan.
If Putin's promises are that they're going to come attack you, then you need Eason Tire to watch your back. Eyes on glass for every single business anomaly that comes through your systems is impossible to pull off on your own. Through Center Technologies and Eason Tire's SOC as a service, it can help you stay safe. Don't fool for Putin. He's trying to trick you.